Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Chodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Joanne Yokota, in memory of Jean Yokota. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Shigenori Makino, retired minister of Honpo Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Makino.
Good morning, everyone. It's already the middle of March, and I cannot help but realize how fast time flies. Once again, I feel the speed of passing time is accelerating more and more every day. And this is because of the fact that I am also aging fast, and the remainder of my life is not that long. So I feel each day is very precious. We are facing various disasters, whether natural or man-made, which are going on in the world today, causing much stress and agony for many, many millions of people. When I think about for those who are victimized from all these calamities, I feel so sad and have a feeling of helplessness. They say there are two things we cannot change. One thing is, we cannot change the past, because it's already gone. However, we can learn from it so that we can nurture and enhance our personal growth thereafter. And the other is, we cannot change others, but by changing ourselves, we may be able to change others and the world. However, to change ourselves, our bono-ridden self is again an extremely difficult, almost impossible task, because we create limiting hard shell, ego shell around ourselves. In defense for such a foolish manipulation in the small world we create. But through our encounter with something infinite and something immeasurable, our ego shell is broken through and absorbed in the infinite and immeasurable. 19th century eminent theologian and philosopher Shirayi Maha said, and I quote, "Religion is none other than the realization of the fact that the self has utterly no power, and is only made possible to exist by the power of the universe. What is called religion is none other than the discovery of the fact that I am in the midst of something infinite and something beyond," end of quote. And he also said, and I quote, "The essence of religion is neither thinking nor acting, but intuition and feeling. It wishes to intuit the universe, something infinite, inconceivable," end of quote. What moves people is not reason or logic, but is imagination, intuition, and feeling. People can see the same things at the same time. Some can feel, but others do not. It is not because of the difference in eyesight, but the difference is the heart of mind which is able to perceive it. We human beings are not only moved or touched by awesome experiences, but also are able to be moved and touched unexpectedly by receiving only tiny little kindnesses. We experience a urge to cry and tear up at the very moment our hearts communicate. It is not something we acquire from outside, but it is what we nurture or cultivate from inside. Actually, it is a matter of drawing out what we originally possess within ourselves. When one is inspired or touched, his heart will tremble, shake, throb, and be purified with exhilaration. In a sense, emotions are closer to man's true nature than intelligence. A human being does not really move just by reason or logic. The most important things for human beings cannot be explained logically. Violets blooming in the field are beautiful, cannot be explained with logic. Mozart's exquisite music cannot be explained with logic. However, it is actually beautiful. A mother's love is so deep and always so true and real that too cannot be explained with logic. Ultimately, most important things cannot be explained logically. Fundamentally, what Buddhism teaches is to recover and awaken to the true self, illuminated by the immeasurable light. Reverend Daisen Takamitsu, an eminent scholar of Jodo Shinshu, said that there is no way to understand the Dharma if you try to listen with the human intellect as the highest priority. Usually in our daily life, we live heavily depending on our intelligence or knowledge. This can often be the source of the problem. However, the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, is my home of homes to return to at any moment in my life, where I can find utmost serenity and peace. It is the only place where I can be myself without any pretension. I am free to be me. My entrusting will be ever growing and will deepen further. Namo Amida Butsu is my dumping ground where all my rubbish, such as greed, anger, frustration, suffering and pain, are all collected together. It is a great receptacle where all my rubbish is not only gathered, resolved, but also recycled to give me new energy of courage, determination, and confidence to overcome and to live a vibrant life. Once I turn over my self-power and rely on the other power, which is power of Amida's primal vow, I receive strength and serene peace. As Genza, devout Nembutsu follower, eloquently expressed, it does not mean that I will no longer suffer, but that suffering will not matter any longer. The conditions are still there, but since I have new eye to see from a totally different perspective because of wisdom of Nembutsu, no matter how much difficulty and hardship I may face, not only am I able to readily accept them, but I can also use them as a fertilizer for my spiritual growth and maturity. Thus, for the person of Nembutsu, there are no obstacles. We are truly grateful to Shinran Shonin for opening such a dynamic way of life for us, so that we can entrust ourselves to be embraced by the great working of Amida, something infinite and eternal, true and real, fully realizing that we are affirmed by the Amida's great compassion, we can live today as the first day of our lives, and today as the last day of our lives, in peace and joy. Namandauts.
Thank you, Reverend Makino, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 12th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Remembrance Service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moilihonganji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Joanne Yokota, and our speaker, Reverend Makino. We thank you for listening, invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Yuka Hasebe of Honpao Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.